in chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. Pity is hidden from my eyes. There will be resurrection power release. When it's released upon the church, the rapture takes place. And at the same time it's released upon the church, there will be a move of God in Israel. And the two prophets will rise and demonstrate such power as mentioned in the book of Revelations, the two olive trees. So number 3, resurrection power demonstrated. Chapter 14, verse 2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Number 4, the final one. There will be a wave of worship. In heaven, we will move eternally into worship. But now as we come near the end of the age, we see the worship wave growing stronger and stronger and stronger. And long ago we hear 24-hour prayer, chain prayer. We will begin to hear more and more of 24-hour worship, chain worship, combined worship. Do you know that one of the greatest gathering of God's people today all deals with worship? Worship. It's not like last time. 30 years ago, if you call for a evangelist conference, you get the biggest crowd. But today, you call for worship, you get the biggest crowd. There is a hunger. If today, Kenneth Hagin calls a camp meeting, he doesn't draw as big a crowd as he did 30 years ago. Although, he still has a powerful ministry to the body of Christ. But, when there's a call to worship, it draws the people. Because we are close the end of the age and seeing that wave of worship growing stronger and stronger. 4 things that takes place. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and we thank you that your grace and your mercy continue upon our lives as we consider your work, O God, in these last days. That Hosea has prophesied about your nation Israel, about your church Ephraim, but us, O God, and about all these last days, we ask, O God, that you may establish us in your work, establish us in your grace, O God, and teach us the depths of your covenant blessings, that your mercy may come forth upon our lives. Truly, Lord, we need to know your mercy and your grace upon our lives, that we may grow forth in the depths of your grace, that we may know you, Father, and love you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together right now. Every head bow and every eye close as we stand together in the presence of God. Singing very softly, we are standing on holy ground. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. And right now I'm picking up a man who's having a bladder condition. Elderly man in your 60s having a bladder condition, slightly bald, and God wants to heal you, sir, right now, tonight. And others of you who have needs, God is reaching out to you as you reach out to Him right now. We are standing on holy ground. Oh yes, sing it gently, dear. There's a sister here wearing glasses in a bluish dress. You are in your late 30s and you have a skin condition. It's an infection that comes to you and causes parts of your skin to come forth with the skin infection, itchy all over. God wants to heal you tonight. Sister Mei Chan, and you are having